In the news, a Korean nationalist stabbed the U.S. ambassador to South Korea on Thursday. The knife attack, which took place in Seoul, has left Ambassador Mark Lippert with 80 stitches in his face. Ambassador Lippert is listed in stable condition. Doctors operated to repair a deep cut in his face and cuts to his left hand. The U.S. State Department said Thursday the reason for the attack is still unknown. The attacker, Kim Ki-jong, reportedly told police he acted alone. When he attacked the ambassador, he reportedly said, "South and North Korea should be reunified." North Korea called the attack on the ambassador just punishment of the U.S. for holding joint military exercises with South Korea. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was criticized this week for using her personal email in her duties as America's top diplomat. On Wednesday, the Associated Press reported that Ms. Clinton had also used a personal email server based in her family's home in New York. The State Department says Ms. Clinton may have violated federal record laws that require archiving official government documents. Most public officials use government email addresses. Late Wednesday night, Ms. Clinton answered the criticism on social media. She tweeted, "I want the public to see my email. I asked State to release them. They said they will review them for release as soon as possible." Liberia has released its last confirmed Ebola patient, with no new cases reported for more than a week. A Chinese-run Ebola treatment center in the Liberian capital, Monrovia, released Beatrice Yardolo on Thursday. She told the Associated Press she is one of the happiest persons on earth today. The World Health Organization said Liberia, for the first time since last May, reported no new confirmed cases last week. The country must complete 42 days with no new cases reported before it can be called Ebola-free. Now, words in the news. Stitches, noun, a special piece of thread that is used to hold a large cut or wound closed. Stable, adjective, medical, not getting worse or likely to get worse. Archive, verb, to collect and store materials, such as recordings, documents, or computer files, so they can be found and used when they are needed. Server, noun, the main computer in a network which provides files and services that are used by the other computers.